A new production of Arthur Miller's 1968 play The Price will be presented this weekend by the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. The play tells the story of two estranged brothers who meet to settle their family's possessions and in doing so confront their painful pasts. Artwork's Adam Schwartz has more about this production, which features professional actors from Indianapolis and San Francisco.
Because that moment just doesn't come to you and you just say the line. Right?
And this way, I'm looking, it's like, where is it? I didn't even notice it was gone.
It's a week before the opening of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington's premiere of Arthur Miller's The Price, as the play's director discusses the staging with the actors.
Do you want to do it within the run and try it out, or do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Is that good with everyone else? Okay, fine.
The Price depicts a confrontation between two brothers who haven't spoken for 16 years. After their father dies, they meet to dispose of the possessions of their family's estate. The play's title refers to the price the family will be paid for the possessions. But according to the play's director, Mark Kamey, the price has another meaning.
Literally, it means the price of the contents within the space, but the price is about, really is a metaphor for the price we pay for the decisions we make in our life and living with those decisions and our ideas of those decisions that shape who we are.
One of those decisions was made years ago by the younger brother Victor. Victor dropped out of college and became a police officer to provide financial support for their father. This allowed his brother Walter to have a successful career as a surgeon, leaving Victor angry about his sacrifice ever since. Is Victor justified in his anger towards Walter? According to Richard Massary, who plays Victor, the play does not take sides in the conflict.
It's left up to the audience, I think, like whose point of view they really want to, in the end, identify with. But I think both points of view are presented.
For Massary, the play resonates personally with his portrayal of the death of a parent and sibling rivalry.
My father died a couple of years ago, and he had disowned me for various reasons. You know, at the time, which was kind of interesting because we were getting along up to a point, but he hadn't talked to my brother in 30 years, hadn't met his three grandchildren. Now, I'm sort of semi-estranged from my own brother. We talk very little each year. When the play came along, I read the play again. I'd read it like 30 years ago, but I read it again, and it was like, yeah, I understand that. I understand that completely. And I also understood that perhaps doing it might be helpful to me, sort of cathartic for me personally.
The Price explores one of Arthur Miller's recurring themes, how the actions of our past come to haunt us in the present. As the brothers confront each other at last, anger they've been repressing for years finally comes to the surface.
And this collision comes to a head about the choices one makes in the past and living with those choices. It delves into the idea of illusions and hanging on to illusions versus truth. And here we get to hear a whole bunch of truth revealed within the course of this evening of theater.
The action of the play is set in a veritable repository of the past, a cluttered attic filled with the family's possessions that have been gathering dust for decades. To sell the possessions, the brothers, along with one of their wives, brings in a cantankerous, elderly Jewish furniture dealer named Solomon. Bloomington actor Jeff Stone portrays Solomon by drawing upon his childhood memories.
My folks spoke Yiddish in the house, usually so that we wouldn't understand what they're talking about, but or dirty jokes, which they didn't want us to understand what they're talking about. But yeah, this guy is you know, he's Uncle Max, and he's a million guys have come in and out in and around the area, in the neighborhood, and the community, and the family. So yeah, I know him.
Daryl Stone is the co-artistic director of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. The 5-year-old organization chose to mount the price because it speaks both to the Jewish experience and, as she says, pretty much every person on the planet.
Because the family dynamics are so raw and beautiful and poignant and kind of the every person approach.
Jeff Stone adds that he hopes the story of the play, in which the past weighs so heavily on the present, will help audiences understand that life goes on.
With the good, with the bad, with the ugly, you can't control it. As much as you do try, you can't stay out of the rat race. You can't control it. You have to deal with it and move it forward, because you're going to move forward one way or the other with it.
The Price will be performed this Thursday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Learn more about the Jewish Theater of Bloomington and see photos from past productions on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.